Book 6, The Book of Fate. Canto 1, The Word of Fate. In silent bounds bordering the mortal's plane, crossing a wide expanse of brilliant peace, Narad, the heavenly sage, from paradise came chanting through the large and lustrous air. Attracted by the golden summer earth that lay beneath him like a glowing bowl tilted upon a table of the gods, turning as if moved round by an unseen hand to catch the warmth and blaze of a small sun. He passed from the immortals' happy paths to a world of toil and quest and grief and hope. To these rooms of the seesaw game of death with life. Across an intangible border of soul space, he passed from mind into material things, amid the inventions of the inconscient self, and the workings of a blind, somnambulist force. Below him, circling, burned the myriad suns. He bore the ripples of the etheric sea. A primal air brought the first joy of touch. A secret spirit drew its mighty breath, contracting and expanding this huge world in its formidable circuit through the void. The secret might of the creative fire displayed its triple power to build and form. Its infinitesimal wave sparks weaving dance, its nebulous units grounding shape and mass, magic foundation and pattern of a world, its radiance bursting into the light of stars. He felt a sap of life, a sap of death. Into solid matter's dense communion plunging, and its obscure oneness of forms, he shared with a dumb spirit identity. He beheld the cosmic being at his task. His eyes measured the spaces, gauged the depths, his inner gaze the movements of the soul. He saw the eternal labor of the gods, and looked upon the life of beasts and men. A change now fell upon the singer's mood, a rapture and a pathos moved his voice. He sang no more of light that never wanes, and oneness and pure everlasting bliss. He sang no more the deathless heart of love. His chant was a hymn of ignorance and fate. He sang the name of Vishnu and the birth and joy and passion of the mystic world, and how the stars were made and life began, and the mute region stirred with the throb of a soul. He sang the inconscient and its secret self, its power omnipotent, knowing not what it does, all shaping without will or thought or sense, its blind, unerring, occult mystery. And darkness yearning towards the eternal light, and love that broods within the dim abyss and waits the answer of the human heart, and death that climbs to immortality. He sang of the truth that cries from night's blind deeps, and the mother wisdom hid in nature's breast, and the idea that through her dumbness works, and the miracle of her transforming hands, of life that slumbers in the stone and sun, and mind subliminal in mindless life, and the consciousness that wakes in beasts and men. He sang of the glory and marvel still to be born, of Godhead throwing off at last its veil, of bodies made divine and life made bliss, immortal sweetness clasping immortal might, heart sensing heart, thought looking straight at thought, and the delight when every barrier falls, and the transfiguration and the ecstasy. And as he sang, the demons wept with joy, for seeing the end of their long dreadful task, and the defeat for which they hoped in vain, and glad release from their self-chosen doom, and return into the one from whom they came. He who has conquered the immortal seats came down to man on earth, the man divine. As darts a lightning streak, a glory fell, nearing until the rapt eyes of the sage looked out from luminous cloud, and strangely limned, his face a beautiful mask of antique joy, appearing in light, descended where arose King Asvapati's palace to the winds in Madra, flowering up in delicate stone. There welcomed him the sage and thoughtful king. At his side, a creature beautiful, passionate, wise, aspiring like a sacrificial flame skyward from its earth seat through luminous air. Queen-browed, the human mother of Savitri. There, for an hour, untouched by the earth's siege, they ceased from common life and care and sat, inclining to the high and rhythmic voice, while in his measured chant the heavenly seer spoke of the toils of men and what the gods strive for on earth and joy that throbs behind the marvel and the mystery of pain. He sang to them of the lotus heart of love, with all its thousand luminous buds of truth, which quivering sleeps veiled by apparent things. It trembles at each touch, it strives to wake, and one day it shall hear a blissful voice, and in the garden of the spouse shall bloom when she is seized by her discovered lord. A mighty shuddering coil of ecstasy crept through the deep heart of the universe. Out of her matter's stupor, her mind's dreams, she woke, she looked upon God's unveiled face.